Hi, welcome back to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I'm so glad you're here to join us. We have a lot to talk about. As usual, I just like to introduce myself a little bit. I am a psychotherapist, and I had an amazing experience with connecting to my soul energy. And since then, I have had, the great experiences of the blending of this beautiful energy and the ego, so that it makes for a much happier, nicer life. And we all can have this experience when we really learn how to tame and soothe our ego, that voice inside of us. That has been my life's work and passion now, is to help people do, in essence, what I have been doing, and how it has helped my life so much. And I see how it has helped the lives of the many people that I know. Everyone around me seems to be doing really, really well. And, that is amazing to see and so great to see. So I just like to always share, what I'm sharing with my clients and with myself and my friends and everyone around me so that we can all live the lives that we want to live. So when I was thinking about what I would talk about today, what came to me when I was kind of going into this little bit of a meditative state in the shower, which generally is, the shower is very meditative. It's where, the ego tends to be a little quieter because you're relaxing and you are, going a little bit into that altered state. So that is a perfect time for you to ask questions. So I asked, what can I talk about today? And I always get an answer. I always hear something as long as that ego is quiet. If the ego is too loud, I will hear something like, you don't really have anything to say. What do you have to say? There are many, many people out there that have far better advice and wisdom than you. So that's pretty much the ego, what the ego would shoot into my mind. I mean, and I'm not my ego, but the ego can be like a child, can be harsh, can be comparative, can do all that kind of stuff to us. So if I listened to that ego, I wouldn't be sitting here. So I really encourage you to learn all the tools, and we need many to soothe that ego, which is really just the interjected voice of the world, and our parents and anyone else that has affected us. And we take in the rules and we take in things of how we think we should be. And we come away with belief systems that tend to be very perfectionistic and harsh and very critical. And that is the world of the ego, which we all really have come to know. Eckhart Tolle, does a lot with the ego and is a wonderful person to listen to. And I do listen to him often because when I'm going into a bad direction, I need to listen to new things that will replace kind of what the world has taught me. So I'm very happy to have chosen a new belief system. And this belief system is more soul driven. So it's a belief system now that I believe in my everyday thoughts, but is also a belief system that leads me back into this energy quicker. So instead of letting my ego run the show too long, I notice it quickly and I get out of that ego mind and back into this other energy, which is the energy that lives inside of you, the wise energy, the soul, whatever it is that you'd like to label it, is this other energy that lives within us that is eternal and speaks to us in a very different way. So when I was in the shower, I heard, why don't you talk about your story? So your story is my story, is your story. And I immediately knew what that meant. It's almost like when I get an idea, it also comes with a little attachment, I guess you could say, an attachment of what that meant. So it's almost like a download of information. So I hear, talk about your story, but your story written by the soul, So that is a very different story than our story written by the ego. So if I wrote an autobiography by my ego, it would tell one story. And if I wrote a story written when I'm in that soul energy by my soul, by that energy of love, by the energy that lives within us, that would be a completely different story. So when I was setting up, because I'm in my office now taping this, when I was setting this up, I was like, should I really talk about that? You know, it's kind of been done, you know. I looked over into my bookcase and I see this, The Writer and Its Story. And I was like, okay, you know, and I don't really look at that bookcase ever. You know, it's in the corner over there and I don't really look at it very much. So the fact that my eyes went right to the story and its writer, I just knew that, okay, yes, this is my message, you know, from spirit, from the universe, from the wisdom within me, my consciousness, my soul, whatever's happening, to talk about this, because it's important. It's important that if we're going to write a story by the ego, that maybe we should try to write a story by our soul or the energy that is a much, much more loving energy. And I know Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, talks a lot about writing a new story, you know, writing the story that you want, you know, staying out of the story that you don't want. And it sounds so simple, but it really isn't that easy. We have to constantly remind ourselves to write that better story, because we are the author of our lives and we are in the position of creating the life that we want to create. And that is so, so powerful. But it's really hard to remember that. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she is manifesting things and is doing great. And she had been writing a better story. She just had been talking to herself in a better way, of all the things that she wanted and all the things that she wanted to do, even though she wasn't 100% sure she could do them. And started manifesting left and right, and doing things that she was really afraid to do, now doing them, and I'm so, so proud of her. But then at the end of it, she was saying to me that she was feeling down, and she was feeling upset with herself, and she shouldn't be so insecure, and, you know, all these complaints about herself. So I said to her, I said, what happened? You know, you were... you know, manifesting, and you were living in this really good story for a long time. Like, she had been living in that better story for months, because every time I talked to her, she was doing so much better. And she was like, you know what? I forgot. I forgot that I was doing that. And I forgot that it was working. You know, what am I doing? So I just reminded her. I said, listen, we can go down the path of the ego and write that story, or we can go down the path of our soul energy and write that story. And she was like, I know, I think I just got caught up in all the politics, and it's been very upsetting to me, and it's really getting me down. And I can completely sympathize with her, because the politics have really been, you know, pretty harsh. You know, the egos on either side of the fence in politics have been, you know, really laying the groundwork. So it's not a very soul-driven campaign, that's for sure, on either side. So I said to her, you know what? Sometimes things have to get worse before they can get better. And things will simmer down and we'll be okay, because, you know, this, you know, country that we live in, we're all really good people and we all really do care a lot about each other, and we'll get through it. And that's the story we want to write. You know, we want to write that we will overcome adversities and discrimination, and we'll overcome any harshness. We will evolve. And the more we evolve individually, then we can affect other people. And it can be a group evolving. So that is something that I am trying to manifest, you know, a loving, kind world, a more soul-driven world than the world that sometimes our politics are reflecting. So, you know, she was upset about that, and rightly so. A lot of people on both ends, on both sides of the story, you know, the Republicans are upset and the Democrats are upset. Everybody's upset. So hopefully we can come into the middle somewhere down the line and take the best from both sides. You know, just take the best and really, you know, learn to be very kind to each other. So we talked about that for a little bit. And I said, but you know what? I still think that no matter what happens, that if we internally can create this better place for ourselves, we are affecting the world and manifesting what we really truly want. So it's always in our best interest, even if outside of us is not the way we want it to be, is to still go internally where we have control. We don't have control over certain people and places and things, but we do have control over our energy, our piece of the pie, and we have control over how we want to express that and how we want to affect other people. So, I just reminded her of something that she already knew, and she felt much better. She was like, "You're right. I'm going to start writing down what I want, and I'm going to stop doing this to myself. I'm going to stop doubting myself. I'm going to stop letting the ego have its, kind of its way with me." And we all have to work on doing that. We all have to work on doing that. But if, we're all connected to more of our, spirit energy, soul energy, if we all go into that energy, and it is the energy that people that speak to spirits and angels and the universe, and it is that energy, that connects you to all of that, opens the door to infinite world and knowledge and so much fun. So not only do you get to be human, you get to feel the eternal nature of who you are. And that is so, so comforting. So no matter what happens in this lifetime, that I know that I'm eternal and I go on, and I'm always safe, and so are you. And so that's the story that the soul would write. And the soul writes a very, very loving, loving story. And that's the story if we continue to read every day. What kind of shape do you think you would be in? I will tell my clients, you can believe, these thoughts that come into your mind, and you can believe that you're no good, or you can believe that you're somehow inferior or not, and that's really our choice of where we direct our mind. And, we are, the traffic director, we're directing it. So we're in control of that. So if we're standing there directing traffic and we're letting the ego, come on, then we're letting all that toxicity to come into our life. So if we go like this to the ego, just stop and then let in the soul energy and let that energy flood your body and let yourself feel that energy and really know who you are, then you don't have to work at it very hard. You don't have to be positive. You don't have to do a thing. I don't really feel I have to do anything anymore to prove my worth. And so that's when my life started getting really fun, because now I'm just having fun with my life, creating a new business and with my friends and, and seeing my friends create their businesses. And it just seems like everybody around me is really stepping into their power. And I don't think that's any coincidence that it's happening to all these people around me, because we're kind of in that soul group. So it would make sense to me that we're all kind of stepping into that at the same time. But so can you. So can you. And really, the way to do that is to let your soul write your story on a daily basis. On a daily basis. So on a daily basis, your soul would write a story something like this. Oh, good morning. How are you? You look great. You ready for a new day? What do you feel like doing? Not what do you want, what you should do. What do you feel like doing? I'm here to support you and love you and tell you how wonderful you are. No, that thought is not true. You're a good person. You've never been a bad person. You try so hard. You're a great person. And you don't have to worry about anything. Just to go in the direction of what you want to go in today, just for today. You don't have to think about tomorrow, but just for today. You're loved. You're unbelievably loved. You're unbelievably protected and guided. You have spirit friends all around you all the time. You have your family in spirit. You have angels in spirit. You have guides in spirit. You're never, never alone. Even in your loneliest moment here on earth, you're never, ever alone. Never. And that's what the soul says to you, if you let it. And it will just continue on talking to you in that way. And always, always highlighting for you the best in you and what you could be doing if you were not listening to the story of the ego. So a soul-driven life would be just like that. What do you feel like doing? Oh, you have to go to work? Okay, great. Go to work. Just do your best, you know? You don't have to worry about other people and what they're doing or not doing. Just focus on your job one second at a time. What do you like about it? Just relax. You can relax through anything that you need to do tonight. Just relax. There's no pressure. You don't have to get anything done. Oh, by the way, you're extremely abundant. Did you know that? You have an inheritance of millions and millions and millions of dollars. You just have to let it in. You just have to open up the door to that abundance and believe it. That's not something that the ego would ever, ever tell you. But that is something the soul would tell you. The soul will tell you, you start off abundant, loved, protected. That's your starting place in this life. You start off. That's your belief system. That's the truth. You're born into a life of wealth, love, wholeness, abundance, magnificence, gifted, special. That's what you're born into. And then the ego, because we're human, wants to protect us and help us, and that's fine, and we're going to thank the ego. But the ego goes a little overboard and has learned the lessons of the world a little too extreme. So we have to help the ego. We need our soul energy to temper the ego, to tell the ego, thank you for sharing. I'm going to still do what I want to do. Thank you for sharing. I know you think that I'm not safe, but I am safe because I'm eternal. And no matter what happens to me, I will be fine. I will be fine. So even as I go through life and I have experiences and I have illnesses and I have things that happen to this body, I know that I will always be fine. And that is very comforting and very settling. And that is a much, much different story than what the ego shares. So it's up to us to write the story. You know, write the story from the soul's perspective. And until you really are reaching into your soul and soothing that ego and directing that ego away, you know, not going to be harsh to the ego, but just putting the ego to the side like a traffic director, until we get a handle on that, we have to remember to do that for ourselves, because the stories are so vastly different and you deserve to be in the good story for a while so that you can get the balance back of the ego's help and then the soul's energy. You know, the ego can be much, much, much more helpful. And you can listen to it again once you really know the truth of your beliefs. You know, if you really believe you're a bad person, if you really believe that you have to be perfect to be a good person, or that you have to make a certain amount of money to be a good person, or you have to have it be a certain weight to be a good person, that's all ego-driven. The soul puts you at a different starting point, which leads you to a much better, easier life. And it doesn't mean that you don't have things happen to you in your life. It just means that as you go through the ups and downs of your life, this stability lives within you. And the more you live within the stability of that energy, the easier your life becomes, and the more you will allow in because you feel your worth. You know, I couldn't create a new business if I didn't feel worthy to be able to do it. And the reason why I felt worthy was not from the ego, because the ego would always say, don't do that. That's too much. You can't do that. But the soul just makes things happen. You know, the soul just opens doors, and it was just a matter of, do I want to walk through them? And it's much, much easier to walk through those doors in your soul energy than it is to walk through the doors with the ego. You can do it, and a lot of people do. In spite of their ego, they become successful, and they walk through those doors. And, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. But it's so much easier when you walk through those doors with the love and support of the energy that lives right within you, right within you. And it's not that hard to find it. It's not a special gift. It's not something that only psychics and mediums and, you know, special people have. It's something that lives within each of us because we're all connected. It's just something you have to remember you have, connect to, ask for help, and just wait and listen, you know. Just wait and listen. You know, when you're in the shower, ask, you know, ask a question and wait and listen, and you'll get answers. And like I said, in these very interesting ways. So I heard Write Your Story, authored by the soul. And then when I was questioning it, I see it in a book, you know, so how does that happen? You know, why did I look at that bookshelf at that moment? You know, and that's the magic and the beauty of, you know, interweaving spirit and your soul into your human life. It just opens everything up and gives you a new belief system, one that is much, much more loving and kind, inclusive to yourself and everyone. And you don't have to work hard at liking yourself because you just are in the knowing now. It's almost like you're just in the knowing of that energy. And when you're in the knowing of that energy, you don't have to fight with yourself at all. So pay attention to how you're directing your day, you know, your thoughts. Is the ego writing my story today? You know, is the ego telling me how awful I am and, you know, comparing me to other people? Is that what's happening today? That I'm getting a headache and I'm tired now? And, you know, is that what I'm listening to all day? And a lot of people are. Or am I going to just quiet down that voice a little bit and listen to the other voice and let the soul speak for today? And let the soul write just one day of your life, one day. And then one day will become 2 days and 3 days and 4 days. And before you know it, you'll have a short story. And then before you know it, you will have a novel. And then before you know it, you will have all the love and abundance that you were looking for in a very fear-based world that is really hard to find, you know. So start writing the story that you want and let go of the story of the ego. We can't ever please the ego to the extent that it wants us to. And it is very engaging, and it keeps us very busy, and it's very addicting, and we don't deserve it. So it's really time for all of us to evolve back into that spirit soul energy, to give ourselves that balance so that we can write the stories of each day that you're just happy and having fun. So give that a shot. As always, if you have any questions, you can email me at janicemart40@yahoo.com. I would love any questions that you have. I would answer them for you. And I hope this has been helpful, and we'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.